It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
The Great Awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A Great Awakening.
He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and thank you, Leland, for that introductory song. I do believe that we are going to have a change in America. I'm talking about the spiritual climate of this nation is going to change. I see stadiums full of people worshiping and praying and praising God. I see the streets filled with demonstrations of the power of the Holy Spirit. I see revival services taking place everywhere, spilling over into churches all across America. While certain cities in America are on fire, burning buildings, I see other cities on fire with the Holy Ghost. Anointed by the power of the Holy Spirit, signs, wonders, miracles taking place. And so we're praying today for another spiritual awakening. So delighted to have you here on this Tuesday. You're on BPN Radio, Dale Gentry here, your 24-hour internet prayer station, around the clock, around the globe. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. And if you have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com. There's a place for your prayer request. If you'd like to be a part of our national prayer team, you can do that. Go to bpnradio.com. There's a place to sign in. And if you would like to be a part of our 1,000 church prayer network, believe in God for 1,000 prayer centers, 1,000 prayer leaders, and 1,000 cities, 1,000 points of light in America, we have the opportunity to make a difference. And so I'm asking churches all across America and around the world, as well as people that want to lead a prayer group in your neighborhood, on College University campus, in your business, an apartment house meeting room, in a funeral home, wherever it may be, that you can get people together and pray once a week, at least once a week or more, and then we'll send you some prayer requests and give us an update of what's going on in your prayer group, because we're making a difference. And so it's not just prayer, but it's prayer and soul winning, prayer and preaching, prayer and casting out devils, prayer and seeing people baptized in the Holy Spirit, prayer and doing business in great places, prayer and going into all the world and ministering the gospel. So prayer and is the key. And so it's good to have you listening in. Father, we just pray right now, your will, plan, and purpose be done here on this Tuesday on BPN Radio. Whatever you want to do, we just ask that you do it. Anoint our spiritual ears to hear, our spiritual eyes to see, our hearts to receive, in the name of Jesus. And I'm just gonna pray right now that as you take a few moments to wait upon the Lord, that the Holy Spirit will speak to you. There's two major reasons I pray. I pray to know God, and I pray to know what He wants me to do. So I just don't pray to pray, but that I may know Him, I just enter that secret place, close the door, and spend time with Him. And so, Father God, we come by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, and we enter into the secret place. And we ask you to forgive us of our sins, whatever's on our life that is not pleasing or acceptable in your sight. We ask you to forgive us, Lord. Cleanse us by your blood. Cleanse us by your blood. And let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Who shall ascend into the holy hill? Who shall stand in the holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall ascend to the hill of the Lord. So we come into your presence today in the name of Jesus, praying thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, speak to us today. Open our spiritual ears and our spiritual eyes. Open our hearts that we may hear and see and receive what you're doing in our lives. Would you just pause for a few moments and just say, Lord, your will be done in me. Your will be done in my life, in my family, in my business, my ministry, whatever it may be. Can we just pause and consider? Can we just selah, as David said, pause and consider what the Holy Spirit might want to say to us at this very moment. Father, your will be done. Your will be done in our lives. You know, I love to pray, and then I love to listen, because I believe that prayer is not a monologue. Prayer is a dialogue. We talk to God, and He listens, and then we listen, and listen for Him to speak to us. You say, well, what if He doesn't say anything? Yeah, but what if He does? And just being in His presence, and I love to get into the presence of God, and I love to pray in the Spirit. I love to pray in tongues. Jude said, building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So I just want us to pray right now. Let's just pray in the Spirit. Sikarabrote. Sibri mando shoku rikite. Nanamandara basota shikotala brote. I feel your power. I feel your spirit at this very moment. Holy Spirit, sikorabakute. Brisha materabekitrebe serabakutrebe shikerebekate. I love you, Jesus. Just feel your presence. Just feel your presence all around us. All around us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. A few weeks ago, my spiritual son and daughter, Todd and Cindy Mooring, and my spiritual grandson, Leland, and his wife, Mandy, along with Jean and I, went to a great church in Concord, California, New Hope Church, and led some prayer there, and Leland ministered. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a portion of one of our prayer services there at New Hope Church in Concord, California. Jeff Kinney, one of my spiritual sons, is the pastor of that great church. But first of all, I'm going to have Leland to sing his new single. This has also been recorded by Michael W. Smith, and Christ Be All Around Me. It's a great song. And then I'm going to be back to lead some corporate prayer at New Hope Church in Concord, California. So here's Leland. Christ Be All Around Me. Let's just worship him today.
As I rise, strength of God, go before, lift me up. As I wake, eyes of God, look upon, be my sight, yeah,
me. Jesus. Lord, we love you tonight. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for being a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Can you tell him that you love him tonight?
Yes.
Love you, Jesus. Would you be seated for just a moment and let me pray for you? Would you let me pray for you? Lord, I pray for the people here on a Sunday night at New Hope Church, Concord, California. But I pray for them tonight that you would bless them and minister to them and let them know how much you love them, how much you really, really, really love them. I was ministering in Los Angeles several years ago. I was sitting on the front row getting ready to minister, and I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, in just a few moments, the pastor will introduce you, and all I want you to say when you get up today, all I want you to say is, Jesus loves you. And I said, Lord, I've flown all the way from Texas, and the pastor's expecting me to preach and prophesy. He said, when you get up, I just want you to tell them that I love them. And just say, Jesus loves you. So in a few moments, the pastor introduced me, and I got up and I said, the only thing I have for you this morning to say is Jesus loves you. And the people looked at me in amazement. And I looked at them, and I heard this voice say to me, say it again. And I said, I want to tell you today that Jesus loves you. And the people looked at me, and I looked at them. And I heard the voice say to me, say it again. Third time, as I said it, I was overwhelmed. Personally, I was overwhelmed with the love of Jesus. And I said, Jesus loves you. And then I said, he really loves you. And suddenly, over that congregation, the Holy Spirit swept. People began to weep. And I saw many of them begin to weep uncontrollably. Because I believe for the first time that many of them really knew that Jesus loves them. Then I heard the Holy Spirit say, I want you to pray for everyone that has daily thoughts of committing suicide. They think about it all the time. They don't want to live. They want to die. So I made the call, and over 60 people came. And I prayed for them. And then I heard the Holy Spirit say, "You're not finished. I want you to pray for everyone in this building that has tried to commit suicide at least once or more." And I already had 60 some odd people that were standing there, and I was praying for them. And I thought, surely, Lord, in this congregation, there can't be anyone else that's tried to commit suicide. And as I gave that invitation, I said, "I want to pray for everybody that has tried to take your life at least once." Many, many of you have tried several times or many times. To my amazement, people began to stream down the aisle of that church that morning. Between 60 and 70 people, and suddenly there was 130 people that either thought about every day of taking their lives or tried to take their life. So I pray tonight. I pray tonight for those of you that have a death wish. You think a lot about dying. You think a lot more about dying than you think about living. Many times you wake up during the night with this thought, "I wish I were dead. Why was I ever born?" If I died, nobody would miss me. They wouldn't care. It's in your thoughts so much. It's in your mind. And sometimes you articulate it with your words. You say things like, "God, why was I ever born? I don't know that I have anything to live for. I don't know that I really have a future." I pray for you tonight. I pray for you tonight. And I break all spirits of death off of you. I break all death wishes. Helplessness, hopelessness. In Jesus' name. I pray for you tonight that you live and not die. For Jesus loves you. And there's somebody that really, really needs you. My spiritual grandson Leland wrote a song, and I wanted to sing it tonight for some of you that are here tonight. The instrumental of this song was played on the movie Fireproof. I want Leland to sing one of my favorite songs, and I want him to sing it to you. Because some of you are looking for brighter days. Look for brighter days. And you feel pretty good when you come to church, but when the service ends and you go out to your home or go out somewhere, that darkness begins to envelop you again. And that hopeless, and those hopeless feelings and helpless feelings come upon you. And I pray for you tonight. And I declare in Jesus' name, regardless of what has happened to you, because you know, things happen to us that we never suspected would happen to us. And sometimes we say words like, I can't believe this happened to me. I just can't believe it. But I'm here to tell you tonight that there's a brighter day. There's a brighter day. And I'm calling tonight for an end to all helplessness and hopelessness. And I'm praying for you tonight that you will know there's a brighter day. Leland, why don't you sing that song? And then I'm just going to dedicate it to people tonight that may have a death wish. Or maybe you feel that life is not worth living, and maybe you're contemplating suicide tonight. Maybe you came into this building tonight contemplating taking your own life. I pray for you tonight in the name of Jesus. And I declare over you, there's a brighter day. There's a brighter day. Lena, why don't you sing this song, that I'm going to pray some more.
Time keeps moving on through the sunshine and the storm, and my dreams are set in stone, that someday I'll become who I want to be. But for now, I'll wait for the sun to shine again. And for now, I'll wait for the rain to pass away. And I'm looking for the brighter days when all my hurts seem to fade away. I'm looking for the brighter days to come my way. Faces come and faces go, but none seem to look my way. And walls have stood and walls have fallen, but my heart seems to wait. For now, I'll sit at the end of the road, and for now, oh, I'll wait at the end of the pathway, oh, because I know there will be a brighter day. All my hurts will fade away. I know there will be a brighter day come my way. Jesus, you are my brighter day. You make all my And I'll see the sun one day shine upon me. I'll see the sun one day. What's the night time far before me? I see the sun one day. Jesus, you are my brighter day. You make all my tears fade away. I was in my mother's womb. I was just a thought, Lord. You saw me. You saw me. I am not an accident. No, I have a purpose for you for me. Yes, you for me. Mother, mothers, you have a plan for me. You have a plan for me. It's a good, good plan. It's a good, good plan. In my mother's womb. In my mother's mother's womb. In my mother's mother's womb. Your hand for me. I'm not an accident, no. I'm not an accident. I'm not an accident. You have a plan for me. I'm not an accident. I'm not an accident. I'm not an accident. You have a plan for me. And it's a good, good plan. Yes, it's a good, good plan. Yes, it's a good, good plan. Yes, it's a good, good plan. Oh, yes, it's a good, good plan. Yes, it's a good, good plan. Oh, it's a good, good plan. Oh, yes, it's a good, good plan. Thoughts are for me. It's a good, good plan. Not against me. It's a good, good plan. Look at my corner. It's a good, good plan. You cheer me on. It's a good, good plan. Thoughts are for me. It's a good, good plan. Plans are for me. It's a good, good plan. I have my hope in you. Your hand for me. In my mother's womb. In my mother's womb. In my mother's womb. Your hand for me.
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. Hallelujah. And all my hurts are going to fade away. There's a brighter day coming. I declare by the Holy Ghost, He's going to make up for lost time. You believe that? What's your name? Stephanie. Pray for you. Father, I pray for Stephanie. In Jesus' name. I break all spirits of sadness and sorrow, grief. You know, the spirit of grief is a terrible thing. You know, I believe that grief is a normal thing for a few days or a few weeks or a few months, but extended grief. Presents a difficult situation to live with. So I break all spirits of grief and sadness and sorrow. I pray for every person here that all of a sudden during the day or night, they just have sadness. Just a spirit of sadness comes upon you. I break all of that in Jesus' name. All sadness and sorrow is broken. Why do I feel so sad? You feel sad because there's some grief inside of you. Some grief. We're still grieving over a lost husband, a lost wife, a lost son, a lost daughter. I've been ministering to a lady that her 26-year-old daughter was texting going down the road and lost control of her truck. A beautiful young lady was killed instantly. She still goes out to the grave. Somehow they let her daughter be buried next to their house, and she goes out to the grave and falls upon the grave and weeps and wails. So much grief in her heart, sorrow in her heart. I pray for you tonight in Jesus' name. The grief inside of you and the sorrow. And I break all condemnation off of you now. If I had not said that, if I'd have just loved them more, if I had just done more for them, if I could just recall those days, I break that off of you now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I pray tonight that you will forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. What's your name? Huh?
Long after the tears fall, still your child. I put down my defenses and lay down my pride. Love and forgiveness flow deep and wide. So I'll run to you and surrender all as I lay down my life and pick up my cross. What a joy it is.
Helping me today here on BPN. Holy Spirit, have your way in me. And Father, I just pray for those listening to BPN radio today that you would just minister to them, those that are in need of prayer. They have a desperate situation going on in their lives. I just pray for them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Here on BPN radio, on this Tuesday, in Jesus' name, I trust that you were blessed and ministered to by that time of prayer and ministry at New Hope Church, Concord, California, recently. I just sensed the Holy Spirit at work. You're on this Tuesday, and I'm just praying for you right now, asking the Holy Spirit, whatever it is that you have need of. Maybe you don't have suicidal thoughts, or maybe that is not where you're at today. Maybe you're in pain. Maybe you have been out of work for a long time. I pray for you, a good job. Maybe your hours have been cut, and you're not able to pay your bills with the amount of money that you are now receiving. So many people, over 40,000 people, have lost their jobs in the oil and gas industry. I pray for you right now, in Jesus' name, that the Holy Spirit will comfort you and encourage you, and that you will find not just another job, but a better job, a better paying job. In Jesus' name, I pray for you. The will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life, in Jesus' name. And you got to know that that God answers prayer. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And so I pray for you today. I pray for those of you whose dreams have been broken, torn apart. You just had some tremendous plans for the future. You were engaged and he broke the engagement off and she broke the engagement. That person married another person and your heart is broken because you're still in love with him. You're still in love with her. And when you see that she has married someone else or he's married someone else, and you think about the life you could have lived together, could have had together, and you're brokenhearted, I pray for you. In Jesus' name, ask the Holy Spirit to touch you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. May the Holy Spirit minister to you here on this Tuesday. I feel His presence. I feel His presence. I just sense that He's ministering to people today. Those of you that have sinned and fallen short of the mark and that sin has been found out, and your reputation has been stained. Your reputation has been hit, has been marked, accompanied by suffering and pain. I pray for you right now. Just pray that you will declare, "I'm going to make a comeback." I pray for those of you that you feel like that you need to make a change in your job or your business, or you need to make a change in your occupation or vocation. The thing you're doing is not bringing you fulfillment, not bringing you joy. I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name, pray the Holy Spirit will minister to you and open up another door, provide another way. I pray for those of you that have come to a place in your life that there are companies or corporations or businesses that feel like you're too old, you're not profitable any longer. And maybe even you agree with that. You feel like, "Hey, I've come to this place in my life and I'm really too old to be of value, to be considered for a position anymore." I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. I just declare that age has nothing to do with it. And the older you get, the more valuable you should be, with greater wisdom, greater learning power, greater discernment. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that He's opening a new door for some of you that are older in life to teach, to train, to coach, to mentor. There is so much to do when you have accomplished so much in life and you have gained so much experimentally. I pray for you right now in Jesus' name that you will go out and not let anybody tell you that you're too old. And I pray for those of you that feel like you're too young. I know that Leland, my spiritual grandson, on with me today, he started recording when he was 16 years old. And I know that you're never too young. Never too young. A friend of mine, he said that his pastor started preaching when he was 8 years of age. And so we need to determine that there are opportunities waiting for us out there, everywhere. Opportunities, divine appointments, and divine connections. And I'm here to tell you that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can live where God says you can live. You can give what God says you can give. You can receive what God says you can receive. You can fly where God says you can fly. You can drive where God says you can drive. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can do all things if you believe through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. Believe. Believe. You say it. Write the vision down. Make it plain. Put it on a billboard. One translation says, so that people that see it can read it and run with you and declare that God has given you partners. This is a wonderful day. Yes, it is. Well, I want to remind you, you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here. At this time, actually any time, day or night, you can pray with me. Why don't you invite your friends to listen to BPN Radio, and we're on 24 hours a day here on BPN Radio. And if you'd like to make a contribution to BPN Radio, you can do that. If you want to donate to Breakout Prayer Network, you go to BPNradio.com, down to the bottom of the page, and there is a donate button that you can use, your PayPal, credit card, debit card, write a check. Why don't you just pray right now about what God would have you to do to help us with this broadcast, and it's supported by loyal listeners like you. Father, I pray you just speak to people right now in Jesus' name about sowing into Breakout Prayer Network. Gene and I have, we've been in ministry for almost 49 years, and we've been married for 54 years. We believe we're good soil, and we have several people that are on our payroll, on our team, and every month we just trust God and believe God for finances. I don't say much about finances here on BPN Radio, but and nothing comes free. Why don't you pray right now and say, Lord, what would you have me to do to sow into a Breakout Prayer Network, to Dale and Gene Gentry and what they're doing and their team as they call for 1,000 cities and 1,000 churches to pray for revival in America, as they call for 1,000 prayer groups and 1,000 prayer leaders in 1,000 cities. In Jesus' name, and then you just obey God. Speaking of cities, I want to welcome cities all across America that are praying with us. I want to welcome Terry Haught, Indiana, Ankeny, Iowa, Council Bluffs, Iowa, Ellettsville, Indiana, Rockford, Illinois, Robinson, Illinois. I want to welcome Nez Perce, Idaho, as well as Savannah, Georgia, Royston, Georgia. I want to welcome cities all across America. Sun City Center, Florida, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, Lakeland, Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, Loveland, Colorado, Greeley, Colorado, Spring Valley, California, San Francisco, California, Paradise, California, Rogers, Arkansas, Springdale, Arkansas, Chandler, Arizona, Cottondale, Alabama, and Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Austin, Texas, Comanche, Oklahoma, Chickasha, Oklahoma, and as well as Sapphire, North Carolina, and hundreds of other cities across America that are praying with us. We are so very, very thankful and so very, very grateful. And remember, if you have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com. I would like to say concerning Leland on the broadcast with me today that Leland and I will be leading a music and prayer gathering in Austin, Texas, July the 19th, 20th, and 21st. And so you can save the dates, July 19th through 21, Leland and I at Jubilee Christian Center, Austin, Texas. And I also would like to remind you that I'll be returning to Comanche, Oklahoma, the hometown where I grew up and the home church that I grew up in. And Dr. Larry Martin and I will be leading What we could do, we were are saying is the Comanche Call. The Comanche Call, and that is June 25th and 26th. So make plans to come to Comanche. Thank you for joining us today here on BPN Radio. I trust that you've been ministered to. I trust that you've been blessed. And I just declare that God is at work in your life. We're praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, believing God for extraordinary things in these days and these times. Well, there is trouble in the streets of our nation. We know that revival is coming to the streets of our nation, and we believe God. Yes, we do. So we're just going to keep praying. Thank you for praying with us, and I'm going to be back tomorrow at this same time, or actually any time here on BPN Radio. And so you just have a wonderful day today.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.